All righty, Mark, we are all set. First off,
Thank you.
Why should people use Mountain Bread wraps?
Okay, thanks, Gail. I just want to first just say to everyone, you know, to all your staff, just to thank them for the support, you know, in selling the Mountain Bread wraps. They should realize that these wraps are totally unique in the markets. They're different from any other wrap or tortilla, you know, in the grocery store. Mountain Bread has been a top seller in Australia for the last 30 years. We're in every grocery store in the country, and we're selling in many, many countries around the world now for the last 12 years. We've been selling there in Los Angeles for the last 10 years. So it's an indigenous Lebanese flatbread. And look, most of the information I want you to have to know is on the back of that flyer that they'll be receiving. On the front is pictures of the various things you can make with the Mountain Bread. And on the back is a summary of a lot of the info I'm going to be talking about, and they could see it there. But the basic answer to why Mountain Bread wraps is really the nutritional profile, the mouthfeel, the taste. You know, everything is totally different with Mountain Bread compared to the other wraps. It's paper thin. It's square. It's light and all natural. There's only three ingredients. So that's one of the most important characteristics, is that it's light and healthy with only three ingredients: flour, water, and salt. That's it. So in the one that Gelson's is carrying, the organic whole wheat, there's just flour, water, and salt. I'm sorry.
And how are these different from a wrap or a tortilla?
Well, the easiest way to explain to someone is to say, you know, look, and it's true for everyone, I guess, but most people just wouldn't put a peanut butter and jelly in a corn tortilla. So Mountain Bread is a very, very, very thin slice of bread. And the way it's different from other wraps is there's no yeast. There's no oils. There's nothing artificial. If you look at many of the other wraps, certainly in Gelson's, but even in Trader Joe's and other places, you'll see a paragraph of ingredients of maybe 17 to 30 or more ingredients. In Mountain Bread, there's three. So it's very light. It's very low in calorie, approximately 69 calories per wrap. And it's also certified kosher at the highest levels. And because it's so thin, there's so many things that the shoppers can make with the Mountain Bread. So aside from the obvious, and they'll see, your staff will see the pictures there on the flyer, but aside from the obvious wrap with peanut butter and jelly or fish or cheese, tomato or whatever they're doing, you can make lasagna. You can make egg rolls and spring rolls and sushi. You can make desserts like bread pudding and tiramisu. And there's actually free cookbooks on our Mountain Bread website. So customers can go on there and download cookbooks that they can use at home.
Sounds wonderful. My mouth is watering talking about it. I know that this is a unique product when a unique product when sampling it. And so what are some of the key points when sampling that our brand ambassadors need to know?
Thank you. Great question. I think in the instance here with Gelson's, your staff or ambassadors there will be picking up a couple packages from the local Gelson's to use. They can put more, hopefully, on the table so that they'll be requesting that all of the shoppers actually take a package to the front checkout stand. But basically, they'll have a couple packages there. What I suggest is one, they open up, they take out the eight thin sheets and cut them into about 2-inch square tasting squares. So that'll leave them with hundreds of squares in the package, and they need to leave them in the package the whole time. They don't have to keep the package zipped up, but they need to keep it in the package. And then they'll just reach in with their gloved hand to pull out a little square, and then they'll apply, you know, whoever's tasting, if they want a little hummus. And I suggest they get a little arugula and chop it up finely and just sprinkle a little arugula on there, and they'll take the little square with the hummus and the arugula and hand them a mini wrap. And it's a great combination because really it is a Middle Eastern bread, and this gives them a healthy way of tasting it. Some people might want to just taste it plain. Have the other package open, and what I suggest they use that is they can take a whole sheet and just put it in the palm of their hand and just show them how fresh and lovely and light it is. You know, I hate to put down other products, but some of the other wraps in the market, you can roll them up, and with the oils in there and the yeast and everything, you can really roll them up into a ball, like almost like a Play-Doh, and just bounce it across the grocery floor. But Mountain Bread is so different, and they'll be able to see that immediately by just placing a wrap on the palm of their hand and just show them how lovely it just drapes over, so fresh. And that's really the one package of tasting squares should last them the whole demo, and then they'll have that second package that they can show people the bread or cut that up as well if they need.
Wonderful. Well, those are some great tips, and I know that they will help our brand ambassadors out tremendously when sampling, and the added points of emphasis are great as well. So we thank you for your time, Mark.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for everyone, and I hope they have a successful time and fun with the Mountain Bread, because there really is no other wrap like it.